Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Diving Deep with Dante. I'm your host, Dante Luciano, and today I'm joined with Mason Halos.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude. All right, before we get too into this, let's hit that intro music. So how you been, man?
I've been good, man. What about yourself?
I've been good. Keeping busy.
Living life,
dude.
Yes, sir.
You in a relationship right now?
Yeah, man. Let's dive deep. I'm in a 4-year current relationship.
Damn, that's a long time, dude.
Beautiful lady named Kayla. So yeah.
Well, he's hoping she listens to it and gets the brownie points.
Nah, man. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do.
He's like, man, I gotta play some COD tomorrow.
Yeah. Good luck with that, dude.
Much. So, how you guys been together for 4 years?
Yes, sir.
It's not all been rainbows and butterflies.
No, it has not.
So, how'd you guys meet? What's going on?
So, pretty funny story, actually. We met at McDonald's. I was with my buddy, and we went inside, ordered some food, because he used to work there. So, you know, he got the deals, half off. So, we just ordered, like, 20 McChickens. And take it back to the house and just grub. But she ended up being there, and she knew my friend from high school. And she, actually, a lot of people don't know this, but she pulled the trigger. She hit on me first. I'm still, like, a shy person, but when I was 16, you know, just a little shy boy, I wasn't going to make the move. But, yeah, man, she hit on me, and I got her number, and the rest is history.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
4 years later.
4 years later.
And so you guys live with each other?
Yes.
And how's that? You guys like it or what?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely, we've been living together for 2 years now, so about half the relationship. It definitely has its perks, rather than, you know, living with your parents and stuff. No curfews.
Well, we have state curfew. But yeah.
Well, yeah, but, you know, no curfews, nothing like that. You know, just living with your best friend, man, is dope, so.
Yeah, I think that's what it boils down to is living with your best friend, your female other best friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's a lot different than a male best friend.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you look forward to going home and spending time with that person and, you know, obviously spending the whole night too, waking up, going to bed with the person. So,
what have been some like rough patches in your guys' relationship?
We haven't had too many rough patches, but the one thing I would say, this kind of ties into advice as well, is arguments. I'm pretty stubborn, and she is as well. I'm sure she'll admit that. So arguments don't really fall under the good category with us. Like, I know some people can have arguments, and it can dissolve fairly quickly. But for us, it escalates instead of dissolves because we're both pretty stubborn. So I would say the biggest flaw has been arguments for sure. Which we don't get into frequently, but as I said, you know, when we do, it's bad. So that ties in with advice as well, as, you know, not every argument is worth giving the time.
Yeah, that's true. But every relationship has arguments, right? Yeah. It's just how you get through them. So yeah. What would be your advice on how to get through an argument in a relationship?
My advice for arguments would be probably communication. Because, I mean, I've seen it so many times before where couples will argue and, you know, like, say you don't live with each other, they won't text each other back for hours on end. Some people even go to the extreme of blocking the other person, which obviously has happened in my past relationships when I was, you know, in high school and stuff. And that just escalates everything. So I would say communicating is probably the best way. Especially if you live with that person, you don't want to sit all day and not talk to each other, have the other person mad and things like that. And also, I live with the philosophy, you know, never go to bed mad at each other. And
it's bad juju.
Very bad juju.
Very bad juju. Because then you wake up grumpy.
No, yeah. And, like, you know, say you like, you know, cuddling and things like that. That doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen when you're mad at each other.
No.
You got, so you got, like, the booties turned at each other.
Exactly. You got to have it, yeah, opposite way.
So, past relationships, how many have you been in?
Oh, man, serious ones?
Not serious or not serious.
Probably only like 3 or 4 throughout high school.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, I didn't really entertain that too much.
And then you met Kayla and you were like, oh, dude, this is the jam.
Yeah, actually, my past relationship, I just got over with when I met Kayla. And looking back at it, I mean, I was still in high school. I was like 16.
Yeah.
I dated that girl prior from when I was 15. So it was only like a year little thing. But it's crazy. It's crazy how much different certain relationships are. You could be in 4 and one of them will be good and the 100%. Rest of them will be bad.
Did Kayla help you get over her? Like, did she help you assist?
So, I will say I was over her for months before.
Oh, okay.
So, we only, like, officially dated for, like, 4 months, but we talked for after that, but didn't actually have a title. She was just toxic. It was just a bad situation, and actually meeting Kayla, yeah, it kind of opened my eyes a little bit to, like, oh, shit, I can have this girl actually wants to treat me good, you know what I mean? So
It showed you what you're missing out on.
Exactly. So
it's good, man.
Yeah,
it's good.
What about you?
What about me?
Let's dive deep into Dante's relationships.
Dude, Dante,
you got a current one, dude?
Nah, dude.
No?
No.
No current?
No.
All right, man. We're going to have to dive deep into some past.
So my longest relationship was 3 days.
Okay.
My longest relationship. Why'd you laugh?
No reason, huh? Man.
Why'd you laugh, man?
Huh? No reason.
No, man. My longest one was like 3 days. And including the weekend, probably 6 days. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. But no, she's a super cool girl. We still talk now. She's like super, super nice. It was that the issue that I found with every one of my girlfriends, because again, the longest one was 6 days, including the weekend.
Yeah.
The issue that I found was that I couldn't hold one. Right. And it wasn't like it wasn't them. It wasn't anything like that, even though it's like a super cliche thing to say. It was one girl that I was like holding out for. And then so every time I would get into a relationship, I'd be like, yo, like there may be a chance.
Right. Exactly.
Even though there was totally no chance.
Yeah.
Like there was never going to be a chance.
But you still had hope.
Yeah. Well, it was hope or I mean, you could call it. You can call it just like infatuation in a sense.
Yeah.
It was just, but I wasn't at that point, I wasn't infatuated with the girl. I was infatuated with the idea of it.
Right.
And so it made it really, really difficult, but do you want to know the backstory on it?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's dive deep into this one.
So I met this girl, 11 years ago. Like 11, oh. 12 years ago.
So over a decade.
Yeah, it's a long time. So but anyway, we met. Super good friends. Super, super good friends. And that's the only way that she's seen it. But I always wanted more. Mm-hmm. And then she just went through, like, boyfriends and all that kind of stuff. And I was always like, yo, it's going to be my turn.
Yeah.
Like, I got this. Yeah. Right? But then it was never my turn.
Right.
And unfortunately. So, yeah. And then, no, man, like, we're just, like, best buddies growing up, and then middle school hit, and you got, like, puberty and stuff going on, and you're, like, you want to be more than friends a lot more, and still doesn't happen, so then you get with other girls, and mm-hmm. you realize, like, yo, that's when the whole, like, couple-day relationship takes place.
Yeah.
And then, like, more recently, a couple of years ago, because we still talk now, but we don't talk as much as we used to, because we used to talk, like, every day for hours. But, like, a couple of years ago, flew to Hawaii for her birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Surprise her?
Kind of. I mean, she knew I was coming. Oh, okay. Because she had to pick me up. but
oh,
okay. Picked me up from the airport.
Okay, yeah.
But nah, but it was like a surprise in the sense of like I pretty much was like, hey, would it be cool if I came to Hawaii for your birthday, blah blah blah. And then she was like, yeah, I'd be like cool and all that kind of stuff. And then I just bought the ticket and I sent her a screenshot of it.
Yeah.
And we went like skydiving, we did a bunch of fun stuff. And at that time I didn't know that she had a boyfriend.
Oh.
And I didn't want to get with her at that point. Like
right.
At that point it was already out of my mind.
Right.
And but it just kind of hurt because it was like she still seen us as like really good friends.
Yeah, and you wanted more.
And so like again, I didn't like want more like I didn't want us to date at all. I didn't want us to like anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But like in the back of my mind, like for some reason, I'm like, dude, we could still maybe be a thing.
Right.
Just like, because like when you try for that long,
yeah,
you're just kind of thinking like, yo, maybe.
Yeah.
Like maybe. I came to Hawaii, like we out here kicking it.
Yeah.
Like maybe there could be a thing. And then she told me she has a boyfriend. They've been together for like 7 months or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn. And now they've been together for like 2.5 years. But she's super happy. I'm super happy for her. And this was like the biggest thing for me is I'm super glad that like we never did get together.
Yeah.
Because when I got back from Hawaii, I quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I was like super upset.
Yeah.
'Cause like I was more upset that she didn't tell me.
Right.
So I was like, I was upset. So I quit my job and then I drove down to LA and then I like figured out that the best way to like get her out of my mind was to literally just work nonstop.
Really?
Yeah. So I just went on the road and I literally just worked as much as I could, like in different cities and all that kind of stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
And it worked, man. I mean, now I'm back in Seattle, but I was working so much, traveling so much that like I literally didn't even have the time to think about like even myself. So
right.
It totally worked. But yeah. There was also like weird stuff though. Like we had like a playlist together, right? Like
okay.
I created like this dope playlist.
Yeah.
And I just randomly did like savage things, like changed the name of the playlist or changed like the songs in the playlist to like something like hurtful or whatever. But no, it was a weird time. And we still talk now, like on occasion. And it's like, when I left Hawaii, I even wrote her like a letter that just apologized for like ever wanting more.
Right.
And all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's hard, dude. Imagine if you, right, like just want to be in like a normal relationship and you have like a girl that is constantly like wanting more from you.
Yeah.
It'd be hard.
Oh, yeah.
Because because the perfect situation would be, imagine if that's happening right now and you're with Kayla,
mm-hmm.
that would put like weird, like relationship vibes on you and Kayla.
Oh,
because you would
sure.
have like this girl that you think is a friend
mm-hmm.
and then she constantly wants to be in a relationship.
Right.
So I felt super bad that I put her in that situation of like giving that burden.
Right.
So no, feel super bad. Probably going to listen to this podcast. So I'm sorry, but.
Well, hello there.
Yeah, exactly. But we're still like, I think best buds.
Okay, well, that's kind of good though that you guys can still rekindle your friendship, I guess. Let me ask you about the playlist real quick.
All right.
So I just want to know. So you obviously apologized and stuff about the burden or whatever, but did she ever go to listen to the playlist?
Yeah, right? She called me, bro.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
she
so
realized you changed it.
Yeah, so I changed it. And again, I updated it. So it was actually really cool. So I made this playlist and I updated it every day with different songs. I still do,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if she listens to it anymore after that. But anyway, I would update it every day. And then in the description of the playlist, I would like say something cool every week. So it would have like a new, like something to look forward to every week or like a motivational quote or something. And it was just for her. So that way when she would open the playlist, she could be like motivated for the week, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I literally, it was like a day after I changed it. Not even. I get a FaceTime call and she was like fuming, dude.
Damn.
And yeah, she was not happy. Cause it was a sad. So I took songs
mm-hmm.
and it was like, I want to say like 11 songs. And they said, it said, "We used to be good friends. I wonder what happened."
No
as you
way.
Scroll down the playlist.
No way.
Yeah.
That's kind of creative, though.
It was super creative.
I mean,
it was messed up, but
creative.
But it was creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. The creative vibes were flowing during
exactly.
that one. But, and then I knew that she was going to eventually see it. So I like saved the whole playlist, like on a different one.
Really?
So that way I could import it back in.
Yeah.
And, she called me pissed and I thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think she listens to the playlist anymore because, I don't actually know. I don't even think it's like when I go on the playlist now,
mm-hmm.
I don't even think her name's at the bottom, like for somebody who listens to it anymore.
Really?
Yeah. But so I still add songs to it every day.
She just ditched you, bro.
It's the one that got away. No. it's the playlist that got away. But yeah. Nah, man. Otherwise, I feel bad because like the relationships that I was in for like those 3 to 4 days or max 6 days,
mm-hmm.
like it's letting those people down because of something that I thought would have happened.
Right.
And it's like even one of the girls that lasted 6 days, one of them, I still talk to her like 3-4 times a week. And she like always wants to go out for mm-hmm. like a date. She like always wants to go do something. And it's like still in the back of my mind, I'm like, I can't.
Really? Still to this day?
Still to this day. And it's not, that's the thing though. I have no feelings for that girl at all besides like my best friend at all, but it's like I feel like it's because your thought process for like 11-12 years
mm-hmm.
is just one way, and to change that's super hard.
Oh yeah, change is difficult, man. I'm not gonna lie,
super hard.
That's
because it's like I met this girl on Instagram.
Yeah.
This is like, it's a funny story, but it's super messed up.
Okay.
So I met this girl on Instagram. She lives in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I talked to her for like 2 weeks on Insta. And this is when I was traveling on the road and stuff. And I was like, yo, if I ever pass through Colorado, like we'll go on a date, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it got escalated quickly.
Really?
Yeah, it escalated like quick.
What are we talking about here?
It escalated quick. And then I got back to Seattle, and then she, like, out the cut was like, yo, I'm going to move to Seattle. Like, yeah, I got this long text. Like, she's going to move to Seattle. Like, blah, 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 blah. And it, like, freaked me out. Because it didn't freak me out because, like, yo, she's moving to Seattle. It freaked me out because I was like, oh, shit. Like, my instant thought was like, oh, dude, I got this girl, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Even though I don't.
Right,
but, like,
exactly.
In the back of my mind. And so I literally just texted her and I was like, yo, that's not going to happen. I was like, yo, that's not going to happen. I got this girl that I've been talking to for like a long time, blah, blah, blah. But she's just a friend. And then, dude, like, you know those memes that you see where the people like open up the text and it's like it's a different paragraph, like deep, like it sends it like in a PDF.
Yeah,
that's what I got.
Really?
I got one of those, dude.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then I went to go respond and send. I got blocked on Instagram, Twitter. I got blocked on everything.
So she hit you with the paragraph
and then blocked me.
I
didn't even get the response.
Really?
Yeah, she even blocked me on Activision.
Activision.
Yeah, dude.
You had her added on Activision.
Yeah, we played COD together.
You?
Yeah, she blocked me on Activision.
She went through long lengths through that one.
And she literally said, how many accounts did I add this guy on? Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's next level. That's what I'm talking about, though. And it, you know, the ignoring and blocking and stuff like that.
It gets a bit much.
Exactly.
Because it's like, all out of spite.
That's a little excessive.
Yeah, it's all out of spite.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like, if you don't want to talk to the person, just don't talk to them.
Yeah,
unless
for sure.
Obviously, like, you know, they're sending 15 texts a day, then I might hit them with the block. But
yeah,
not out of spitefulness though.
But as for past relationships, very slim, and if you're listening to this person,
mm-hmm.
I don't like you. You're my best friend. I'm a best friend, bitch. But I definitely did.
Definitely.
Definitely did. But I don't anymore. So don't get any funny ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm off the market with myself now.
Yep.
Yeah. me and my inner being are one.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But, nah. But my advice on relationships would be to focus more on yourself than the other person.
That's very
true.
And
it sounds very narcissistic, but what I have realized from a quick relationship type of person, and also from recently studying inner being and all that kind of stuff, which you guys haven't heard about that, listen to my first podcast. But is that you have to be satisfied and content and happy, all the above, with yourself before you can fully be happy in a relationship.
Totally.
And otherwise, if, say, Mason, you wake up in the morning and you're grumpy, and Kayla's not grumpy, you're going to end up making her grumpy.
Oh, easily. Right? I mean, if you're not happy with yourself, you're not going to be happy majority of days. And whether people realize it or not, attitudes are very contagious.
100%, man.
If you're just a Debbie Downer all day, you're going to bring everybody else around you down.
Yeah.
So definitely, I agree with you on that. You should care about yourself first.
Yep.
Before you can care for others.
Yep.
And 100%.
Yeah, and it's totally not like a selfish way of thinking. It's actually the opposite, because it's you can't make somebody happy without being happy yourself.
Exactly.
And that's some of like that happiest relationships I've ever seen, are when both people are content, happy, and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Before they try to make each other happy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I want to touch on a little line from my first podcast. And it was Clayton Yacobo. He used to be a couples counselor. And it's a line that's kind of stuck with me. And he used to tell people who are getting like divorced and all that kind of stuff, he used to tell them, like, I'm not here to get you guys back together. I'm not here to blah, blah, blah. I'm strictly here to make you happy and you happy.
Right.
And if you guys choose to get back together, then you do. If you being happy and you being happy is not getting back together, then that's it. But I'm not here to get you guys back together.
Yeah.
And there's so much truth to that. Because if you both can't be happy in a relationship, then there's something wrong with it.
Exactly. And I think that is how a counselor should be. Because I see too many of them essentially doing the opposite, trying to keep the family together.
Yep.
But sometimes the best thing for people is to split and get their time. And then maybe eventually they may want to rekindle.
100%.
Time away from others when you're not happy is definitely what you need.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
You know what's funny? Is when I first started working at our workplace, right?
Yeah.
I remember you telling me stories that you, like, call your best friend bitch and shit.
Yeah.
That's her.
Yeah, that's her.
It's been her this whole time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. Well, okay, so you want to know how that started?
Yeah.
So we used to, when she was going to school in Hawaii, she used to send me all of her questions on her tests and everything.
Yeah.
And then I would get all of her questions and all the answers, and then we'd sit on FaceTime and I would quiz her back and forth. And I'm like insanely nice to her. Like, I've never said anything mean. And then out of nowhere, one time I was just like, yo, stop being such a bitch. And then like it caught her so off guard. Like, she didn't know what to do. And I like didn't know that I said it. Right. But at the time I finished watching Breaking Bad for like the fourth time.
Yeah.
And then so like, just Jesse Pinkman was in my head, just like, just saying bitch in my head.
Yeah.
And then so I was like, stop being such a bitch. And she like looked at me hella tough. And ever since then, like, we literally just call each other bitch.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
No, it's funny because like she could have took it hella offensive, but she didn't.
Yeah. Those are the best people though.
No, she's super cool, man.
When you can, you know, joke around, people not take it offensively.
I don't know. She definitely takes things offensively.
Like what, other things?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what, but I'm sure if I came up with something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously.
If you change the podcast, she gets pretty. Playlist.
Yeah.
She gets pretty offended by it. Lesson learned.
I mean, bro, I'd be mad if you mess with my songs. If you make me a playlist, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just jamming every day. Like, I'm coming to work just bumping the baby, right?
Yeah.
And you go and put in, like, Taylor Swift in my playlist? Oh.
No, dude. It wouldn't even be like that. It would be like you open up the playlist and it says, "We used to be friends. What happened?"
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame her.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, sorry about that one. But. Sorry about that one. But, no, man. It's all. I think it's all good blood now. I mean, no, there's really no bad blood there. I think that it was all on my end.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice to people listening to the podcast, if you're in the friend zone, don't ever expect more because you will never get more.
It's pretty harsh.
It is honestly.
It's a harsh reality.
It's honestly harsh, but it's the super, like, blunt truth.
Yeah.
Like, you just won't.
Yeah.
You just won't. And in my case, you will waste 11 years of your life.
Right. No, yeah. I definitely think.
Wait, hold on. Let me back it up. You won't waste. Waste was a strong word.
Yeah, let's not say waste.
Yeah, you won't waste.
That's a good idea.
You just will have. You will have no relationships for 11 years of your life.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Expectations. Ah, that's actually really good. But I want to talk about expectations.
Yeah, let's do that.
Expectations. I hate expectations.
Why is that?
Well, let's start out with what when I say expectations, what comes to your mind first?
I'm thinking, like, for instance, me and Kayla, right?
Yeah.
Say I get off before her,
yeah.
What she expects me to do before she gets home.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of what comes to my mind. Like, in a relationship, there is certain expectations.
Yep.
Regarding, like, qualities and maybe beliefs. But I don't think that you should label. I don't think you should expect your significant other to do something. For instance, like, you know, I buy Kayla flowers.
Yeah.
Once a week. I try to, at least. Like, once they die, I put new ones in the vase.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and so it's different if she expects me to do it, right? But I just do it. So that's kind of what comes to my mind when you say expectations.
I hate expectations. And let me tell you why. I cannot stand them. Like, if I'm ever in a relationship that has expectations, I will literally just blow my head off.
Really?
I can't stand it. And the reason is because expectations to me are people just making up what they think is going to happen. And when it doesn't happen, they get pissed.
Yeah.
And that drives me crazy because it's like, again, back to my whole inner being following is that you shouldn't base your happiness on other people. You shouldn't base your emotions on other people.
Exactly.
So expectations just immediately go against that. Mm-hmm. So, for example, expecting that you're going to be in some sort of a relationship and then it doesn't happen, you get upset over it,
mm-hmm.
and you blame that person.
Right.
It's like, it's a totally backwards, upside down way of thinking.
Yeah.
Because it's totally on you.
Yeah.
And it drives me crazy that, like, people expect to get, like, a promotion.
Right.
Expect to get a raise.
I kind of see where you're going with
right?
that.
Right? Expect to get a raise.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get, like, pissed off at the person.
Right.
Get pissed off at the company.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
But if they wouldn't have expected it, if they wouldn't have been like, you know what, I'm going to get it.
Right.
Right. Then they wouldn't have never been let down.
That is the truth.
Right.
I actually am very guilty of that. I'm not going to lie. With certain things.
Yeah.
And I've learned to try to not expect things because, like you said, when you don't get it, it just ruins your whole day.
No, yeah. You get really upset.
And easily.
Yeah, 100%. And it's, I stopped expecting things when I got back from Hawaii.
Really?
It was like an instant thing for me.
So you think that maybe that trip was like
no,
a lesson?
Dude, no, honestly, like that trip, right? Even though it was like 5 days because I went there for her birthday and my birthday.
Yeah.
That trip changed my like viewpoint on so many things.
Really?
Like I never expected anything in my life again. It was always like, you know what? If I go to LA, something may happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't expect anything to happen.
Right.
And I got there and something happened. And like, if I go on the road, I may make money, I may not. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I ended up making like a ton of money, but I spent it all because I was just sitting on the road.
Yeah.
But, and it's even like now, it's like, even with the podcast, doing the podcast, it's like, I don't have any expectation of being the next Joe Rogan or being the next. If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Right? It's just about, it's just about, in a sense, attracting, air quotations, attracting the thought of it happening.
Right.
Right? Because it's just, I don't like being let down. Mm-hmm. And I don't like, this is the thing. Say that you expect that you're going to get a raise.
Yeah.
Right? And then you end up getting one.
Right.
Right? It's not as exciting. Because you expected it to happen.
Yeah. Not at all.
Right?
I can definitely.
Yeah. Say that, like, Kayla expects that you'll bring roses every week.
Yeah.
Or whatever flower you buy.
Then it wouldn't.
Yeah. And then one week you don't bring them. She's going to be upset because it's something that you keep doing.
Right.
But then say that you brought them every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not going to be as exciting because you already do it.
Exactly.
Right. And that's why I don't like expectations, is because the only time that they're exciting, or the only, not flowers, but the only time that anything's exciting in life is if it's a surprise, even if it's good or bad.
Right.
And so, yeah, expectations just piss me off. But so, yeah, if you're in the friend zone, don't expect something.
Yeah. Highly blessed with my beautiful female. Highly blessed for sure.
And do you put expectations on her?
No, I actually don't. I know a lot of relationships do have expectations.
Yep.
Which sucks.
It sucks, man.
I totally understand, you know, what you're saying. And I mean, I don't know if I stopped getting Kayla flowers, would she be mad because she expected them?
No, 100%. She totally would.
That's making me think right now.
No, and that's the thing, man, is that people are so into conditional living.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I talked about this a little bit on my first podcast, but people are so into conditional living. It's insane. And I didn't realize it until I got told the difference between conditional and unconditional.
Yeah.
Like the true difference. And yeah, you just get so, like, she's used to you bringing flowers.
Right. I think, honestly, that falls into the honeymoon phase as well.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It's a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I've seen it happen many times where, you know, first 3 months you're happy with the person just because you're with them.
Yep.
Right? You don't really notice the knickknacks that the individual actually has. And then once that starts wearing off.
Yep.
You know, say you bought your girlfriend flowers, like, I don't know, twice a month for the first, you know. Mm-hmm. You, like you said, they get surprised. It's like, okay. But then as time goes on, they expect more and more. And also, say you're living with each other and you're a little bit of like a pig, right? Like, you don't really clean up.
Yeah, you leave
like
your socks around the house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They actually see past that during the honeymoon phase. Yeah. It's weird. It's crazy.
No, it's a real thing, man.
Yeah, and then as soon as that gets over, then you see them start, you know, getting mad. And that's why a lot of relationships don't last a little bit after they move in with each other.
That's why they don't last more than 6 days with me.
No, I'm sure. Okay. No, but it's, I mean, I've heard, you know, I've had family that have moved in with their boyfriends or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they just split up, like, a few months later. And,
yeah, well, obviously it's that's... They're tired of picking up socks.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're tired of doing that.
Sticky situation.
Yep. But that's expecting, and that's conditional living.
Exactly.
100%.
Yeah.
Because that person is expecting you to eventually not leave your socks around the house, to bring flowers every week, to do all this stuff, right? And as soon as you stop doing that, as soon as they realize that what you are in the honeymoon phase is exactly what you're going to be for the foreseeable future, years to come.
Yeah.
They're like, wait.
Right.
This isn't what I want.
Yeah.
Right? And they're out. But if people just didn't set up expectations, they didn't live conditionally, 100%, you'd be good. But people do, and that's the issue, right?
So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What advice would you give an individual who's, let's attack the young audience real quick.
Okay.
So not living with their girlfriend, you know. I mean, it could be older audience too. I mean, okay. Some people take years to live with each other. I can definitely admit you don't realize people do certain things until you live with them, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, for example, right? Like, I don't mean to throw you under the bus, Kayla, but... So, Kayla will pour her bowl of cereal, right? Okay. Cereal first, then milk. If you do it the opposite way, you're weird. Okay? Yep. And then she'll eat it. She doesn't drink the milk, okay? So, she'll just put it in the sink with the milk in the bowl and leave it instead of just pouring out the milk and rinsing it real quick, right? Didn't know that she did that when we each live with our parents, right? So, that's this is where it's tying in. What advice would you give someone...
who finds those little things that bother your pet peeve?
Yeah, and like, cause, I mean, it's very hard. You know where I'm going with this.
100%. Like, yeah. So it's actually funny that you say that. So I met when I was in Ventura, California. I met this 96-year-old guy.
Wow. Right?
And he was with his wife, and his wife was 95.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And this cute old couple.
Yeah.
And his wife went to the booth across from me. And I was talking to him. I didn't pitch him any products. I just said, what advice would you give me for a long relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Because they looked really happy. And when you're 96, you obviously didn't meet last week.
Yeah.
And so he told me that they've been together for 60 years.
60?
Yeah. And he went on, and his biggest piece of advice was that he said, he literally told me, he said, when she does the laundry, she doesn't bother to match up the socks. And it's always bothered me. Mm-hmm. And instead of saying anything, I just do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, at first, it didn't really, like, register with me. And then I was like, the point is that his condition, right, is that she is going to match the socks. Your condition is that she's going to pour the milk out into the sink.
Yeah.
Right? You can't expect that.
Right? Yeah, okay.
You can't expect it to happen.
I see.
What you have to do is you just have to pour the milk out of the sink.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Which...
what you have to do is you have to match up the socks.
Yeah.
You got to just do it. So for advice for people out there, if you have a pet peeve that bothers you about your significant other or your friend or something like that, don't expect them to change.
Yeah.
And don't change them either.
Right.
Because any time that you have to change somebody to fit how you want them to live,
mm-hmm.
immediately should be out of that relationship.
Oh, instantly.
Because you're already expecting, you're already trying to change that person. Just handle it.
Yeah.
Just, if you don't like the fact that she leaves milk in the sink,
yeah,
pour the milk out, right?
I think you're right, Dante. I think you're right.
100%.
Which I do. What moment in your past relationship history made you realize that that's what it takes to be in a relationship?
It's a hard question, but it's a good question. One moment would definitely be, I'm not going to say expectations again, because we talked about that a lot. I would say just being patient.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a little known fact about me.
Okay.
Nobody knows but me, but I'll make it public on the podcast.
Let's do it.
All right. So I have a tattoo on my arm. Right? Mm-hmm. I got a lot of tattoos on my arm, but one of the tattoos I have on my arm is in Morse code.
Okay.
And it's something that only I know what it says,
yeah.
Right? And the reason why I got it was for conversations earlier in this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But it says patience is key.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because of the fact that I was in the friend zone and I was, like, waiting. It was because I realized that it takes a lot to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're in a relationship right now, you got to be patient, right? And it's not like you're waiting for something. It's just patient with the other person, right? I mean, they work on their own time. You work on your own time.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's work-related and you want a new position, you want a new raise, just be patient. Don't expect it.
Yep.
If you want a new house or you want to move somewhere, I mean, eventually you're going to get to that place in life, but forcing it's never good. And and expecting that it's going to happen tomorrow is never good either. I mean... should always have goals, but just be patient. What about you, man?
efforts. If you're not putting in effort, I promise you, a female will not stay with you. I can 1,000% guarantee if you start not putting an effort into a relationship, that's treating her right, taking her on dates. Okay, yeah. That's not expected things. You as a male should want to do that.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay? So what I'm saying is making it work means, let's say you guys fight, right?
Yeah.
You communicate. You make it work. If you don't communicate, I mean, the relationship's done with already, I can promise you, because you're going to, I mean, there's 99 million arguments you're going to run into. What I'm saying is you have to make efforts to want to make it work. The effort needs to be there, because if it's not, I promise you, your relationship won't last long.
I totally agree. Totally agree with that. Well, Mason, thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, man.
Really appreciate it. Is there anywhere people can find you?
Any social media, Instagram, Twitter.
What's your at?
Mason Halos.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. It has been Diving Deep with Dante. Take it easy.